All right, welcome back. Of course, WJR continues to partner with the Detroit Economic Club Young Leaders to bring you our next generation of business leaders in the city of Detroit. And I'm very happy to have Devin O'Reilly, the Senior Director and Community Engagement and Leadership Development at the Detroit Regional Chamber. Devin, good to have you.
Thanks. It's great to be here. That title is a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, but you know what? It's important, and the Detroit Regional Chamber is very important. And there's a lot of events that you guys put on throughout the year, big-time events. But yeah, I want to know a little bit about what you do there.
Sure. So I'm a part of some of those events. Obviously, I think a lot of people know about our Mackinac Policy Conference, which happens in kind of end of May, beginning of June every year. I put together the Mackinac Future Leaders Program for that, which is kind of part of my leadership development role. We take up a group of folks who have never been to Mackinac before for the policy conference, young professionals, up-and-comers, to experience the Mackinac Policy Conference. I put on the agenda and the programming for our Detroit Policy Conference, which is coming up January of 2025. And we're just about to open the registration for that conference, and we're putting together a really, really interesting program. I can't say too much yet this year, but I've been doing that for almost 10 years now, and we've really been able to grow that Detroit Policy Conference to one of the premier events in Detroit for the business and nonprofit and government communities. And then also, as you mentioned, with leadership development, Leadership Detroit, which is entering its 45th year. It is the premier leadership development program for Detroit and Southeast Michigan, and we're just ramping up to announce our 45th class this year.
Well, look, the importance of the Mackinac Policy Conference, I think, is very real. But then the growth of the Detroit Policy Conference is huge, too. Why has the chamber, just saw Sandy Brewer the other day filling in for Paul W. Smith, but why is there such an emphasis on both of these events, this more kind of robust outlook on the state at the Mackinac Policy Conference, but then kind of bringing everything more localized to the city of Detroit as well?
Yeah, they're very complementary to each other, and that's the way we look at it. You know, the Mackinac Policy Conference it's kind of its own beast in that way. It's well known. It's in kind of entrenched in kind of the business community and the governmental community for years now. But we also heard going 10 years plus back that there should be something more local for Southeast Michigan, for Detroit, for the direct population that the Detroit Regional Chamber serves. And that's really kind of where the Detroit Policy Conference came about, to talk about regional issues and to really put the focus on kind of Detroit as it was making this tremendous revitalization that we're all so familiar with now. And hearing from people like the mayor, elected leaders, also business leaders. We've had Dan Gilbert join us on stage, folks like Dennis Archer Jr., folks like Josh Luba from StockX, folks like Mary Culler from Ford, people who are really doing the work in Detroit, as well as some unsung voices. And so we put on stage power perspectives from people who are entrepreneurs, community leaders, people doing the work in the city of Detroit, and giving them a platform to our 1,000-plus audience. And so it's really kind of tying in the broader regional initiatives of the chamber and what we're doing there, and then also focusing on some of those people who are doing the work on the ground in Detroit every day.
And then leveraging all of the necessary requirements then to put these events together, then tapping into all of the experience and all of the connections at the DEC. Talk to me a little bit about how that has shaped your outlook and how then you're able to reach out into the community as well.
Yeah, you know, being a member of the DEC was one of the first things I did in my role at the chamber, because I recognized there was tremendous value in that, especially for what I do. A lot of my work is engaging with young professionals, being abreast of what's going on in the business community from an economic perspective, and who are those voices? Who are those voices who are established leaders in business in the region, in the city, but also who is that next generation of voices? And that's why I've been really, you know, happy and honored to be involved with the DEC Young Leaders for some years now, because it's really helped me in terms of creating programming for the Detroit Policy Conference. We've had a handful of DEC Young Leader board members who have taken the stage at the policy conference, who have been part of Leadership Detroit, who have been in the Mackinac Future Leaders. And so it's just a great pipeline. And you meet some people who are, again, like I say, really doing the work and kind of that next generation of business leaders in the region and in the state are in that kind of DEC group and that pipeline. And so I've tapped into that a lot, and it's been tremendously valuable.
And I mean, you look at how far the city has come, this region has come in the last, 15 years, 10, 15 years or so. How do we keep the good times rolling?
Yes. Well, I think we're well positioned. I'm bullish on Detroit, not surprisingly. And I think it is because we have a next generation that's kind of lined up, the people who are ready to take the mantle at various seats of power, as it were, throughout the city and the region. Whether that be the large businesses that are doing succession planning and kind of identifying those next leaders who's going to take the reins, whether it be in the political sphere, whether it be in the kind of the nonprofit and civic.
But just making sure that we have somebody in line to step into those shoes. Devin O'Reilly, our new nominee into our Rising Stars collaboration with the DEC. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Great talking to you.
Yep, we'll see you very soon. 3 o'clock hour next on JR Afternoon.